Okay. We're on.
Thank you, Beth. Zoom would not let me in today, so whatever. Anyway, I'm going to start this board meeting on 4/15/2025 at 6:03 p.m. Lisa, here. Eileen?
Here.
Beth?
Here.
Kelly?
Here.
Teresa is out, and we have the Mullins, I can't see what else we have.
Hearts
and Curtis with Highland. Northwest Natural.
It's all good.
Did anyone have any questions about Kelly's consent to the board summary meeting from the last meeting on 3/11/2025?
No.
Mm-mm. No? Okay, can I get a motion to accept the board summary from the previous meeting of 3/11/2025?
A motion to accept the board meeting.
Lisa, yes. Eileen?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is Curtis.
Everybody, I'm assuming you got the water operations report for the month. It shows that during March, we spliced in somewhere between 8 and 10 new water meters. We are getting down to the last ones, which have been left alone because of how difficult they are. Beth has been doing an awesome job coordinating between the Oregon Association of Water Utilities. They've got a circuit rider program to try and track down the last few addresses. We don't just go trenching through people's yards and driveways and all that type of stuff. Nathaniel's been spearheading the project. Mel's been overseeing it. I think it's been going pretty well. And now we're on the last 6 to 8-ish remaining, including the 2-inch for the fire station that hopefully we'll be putting in on Thursday.
You're putting in the fire station on Thursday or the rest of them?
Probably the fire station. From what I talked to Nathaniel, he's going to try and get it uncovered tomorrow when the back trailer's out there, and then plan to splice it in on Thursday.
Do we have the meter for it?
He said he was looking into it. Ferguson ordered it 2, maybe 3 weeks ago, so it should be arriving any day now.
Yeah, but he can at least prep the thing for it.
Yep. So I think I mentioned this when we ordered the meter, but because of the style it is, we have to have 2 feet on either end, so it's going to be a little bit larger of a hole than we normally dig, just to make sure that the meter is working properly when it is installed. Aside from that, chlorine residuals haven't changed much. The reservoir overflow is still going very strong. So the system looks to be in great shape, and the meter splicing is getting wrapped up. I'm very excited to see it finished.
Yeah, actually, I think after today, we have 2 and the fire station to do. 2 houses.
Oh, beautiful.
Fire station. Unfortunately, that one we've been looking for, still didn't find it today.
Oh, okay.
The one on Ottercrest Loop?
No. No, we need the radar to do that one.
Is that the one you're saying you couldn't find?
No, the one on the west end of 3rd Street.
Ooh.
This is Debbie's address.
Ooh. Huh?
Teresa.
Debbie's at... Oh, never mind.
No. Yeah. Yeah, so just keep going, try something new. We do have the option of just installing the meter across the street at the fork stop, but that's not ideal.
Oh, there are other options we can do long before we get there.
Yeah, I'm afraid it might be under a concrete driveway.
Okay.
Or under a porch where we could
one option,
but that would be on the property, so that wouldn't work.
Okay. One option I ran Nathaniel through, which is nobody's favorite, but it is there. We can shut off the corpse stop and stick a metal rod through the pipe, cut the pipe, stick a metal rod through, and then track that metal rod with a locator. It involves a lot of decontamination efforts, and obviously now we're cutting and repairing the service line just to find out where it is across the street. But it's definitely a better option than installing the meter on the wrong side of the road.
Right. Well, I'm still hoping that OAWU can get out here with a functioning radar, ground radar machine, and we can look at that next.
Okay.
Were they going to come back, Beth?
Yeah. Yeah, only he's just out of town all this week. Scott, who came with him, maybe had some time, but I put in a call to him and haven't heard back. So it would be not until next week that they probably can come out. I'm thinking.
But you found the rest of them?
No, we still have the one on Otter Crest Loop to do.
Okay. The one that's down in the ditch that we couldn't find.
Yeah, well, primarily we need to find the service line that runs across the road. And Scott said that should work real well with radar to find that. Yeah, but that's the one that we couldn't find the corpse in the ditch. I think the top of the part of the corpse is long gone. So,
Curtis, those other holes got filled in.
They are supposed to get filled in tomorrow. We're bringing out an excavator and a dump truck so that we can fill in the other holes.
Okay.
Right. And I know the one, then they have to redo that section on C Street. They got the meters in. That was the tricky one.
Okay.
And I think they're working on that tomorrow.
Is that where they're all lined up together?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
The north end of C Street.
Okay. All right. You said they're redoing it?
Where the corp stops in the access to the valve and for the blow off there is up like 5 feet higher than the street.
Okay.
And they had to excavate that to get to the service line. So they have to put that back to the other part back together. But the meters are all done.
Right. Okay.
They're sitting down on the street level.
Right. They're lined up next to each other.
Right. Because the corps were right next to each other.
Okay.
And I believe Nathaniel brought out some blocks today he's going to use tomorrow for the retaining wall.
Yeah, he mentioned that today.
Yep.
Curtis, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
My name doesn't appear to be on the water meter report. My address, my name. So I was wondering how that is going and if they're being updated.
On the water meter report?
Yeah.
The meter readings, like, you mean?
The meter readings, yes. The meter reading report.
Oh, I'll have to look at that.
So I can take a look at that. Usually the way it's set up is in the operations monthly report, I will put the new address and serial number. I don't believe our office has access to any of the customer names. I could be wrong. I often am. But I think the rest of it goes through the office. If there's something I'm missing, I'd be happy to let Jonathan or Devin know. We can get that fixed.
I'm just curious about how much water we're using, you know?
Absolutely. Well, it's fairly easy to check.
Yeah, I haven't been looking at that because I turned that over to Teresa, but
oh, okay.
She's kind of busy, so I don't know if she's gone through the list to update names for the newer
ones. I assume this is Teresa at Otter Rock, not at Northwest.
Yes. Correct.
Yes.
Just checking.
Or Teresa.
Yeah, just curious.
Huh.
No, you're good.
Did you look at the report this month, Lisa?
I did.
There's a question mark on one of them. I wonder if that's yours.
I know, but it had a big, big.
Oh, yeah, it does.
it had a big, you know, like 20,000 gallon, you know, and I'm like, well, I hope that's not me, because we don't think we have a leak. So that's why I want to know.
Okay.
Is that
unfortunately 20,000 gallons a month is only like a third of a gallon a minute leak, something really small.
Yeah, but for us, Curtis, it's
that's high.
Yeah, we only have two people, so it's not like we're, you know, and we're not watering the plants. And
I get that. I'm saying if there's a leak somewhere in the plumbing, it only takes a third of a gallon a minute to get a 20,000 gallon a month bill.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
It's a very small leak that for whoever it is, it's hard to track down. Then it's easy to fix.
Yeah, that probably is, Lisa, because that would, I think, be the last one we put in there, Gladys. So.
I don't want to assume. So before I get plumbers or, you know, whatever, or, you know, wait till the next month and see if it's up or whatever, I just want to know. Right.
Well, if you'd like, our operators are happy to do leak checks. We do them all the time.
Well, we can go look at it, Lisa. It's easy to see if there's, if you've got your nothing running in the house, and we look for the flow rate. We'll know real quick if there's a leak.
Could be a typo, Lisa.
Okay. So I'm not going to worry until someone tells me to worry.
Don't worry yet.
That's good.
Okay, cool. I'm not going to worry. I've got too many things on my brain. I'm not going to worry about my water usage.
Okay.
Does anyone else have any more questions for Curtis?
Cool. Before I let you guys let me go, I was just reading through the agenda. A couple of things that popped out at me: planning for Beth's exit. Beth, I didn't realize that you were leaving. When is your last day on the board?
My term is up June 30th. I did not run for re-election.
Well, I think you've been the point of contact ever since I started working with Otter Rock, so it's going to be sad to see you go. But hopefully you can enjoy retirement.
Yeah. Retiring once again.
She just retired, Curtis. Didn't you know that?
No, I never knew that.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere, and everybody knows where I live, so
so you can never really retire.
Probably not.
Item I, need for additional meetings in April. Would you like for me to be a part of any of those? I don't know what the meetings are for, just wanted to make sure.
No, they're probably not. We're just keeping that on there because we've got all the stuff with the projects going on, and
okay,
may need extra meetings for that.
Okay. And then item F, process for finding a project manager. I'm sure you guys are working through the process. I'll leave you to that. But I would love to throw our hat in the ring. When Highland got acquired by Northwest Natural, we acquired a few more high-skilled engineers and project managers and people who are quite comfortable handling projects, you know, $50, $100 million jobs. So when the time does come to look for a project manager, I'd love to throw our hat in the ring.
Well, Curtis, can we get a resume or some sort of a something on these people?
Just let me know what it is you're looking for. I'm not sure if that's a common thing for engineers to send out, but I'm happy to supply it.
Okay. Well, a resume might not be the right verbiage, but yeah, something.
Yeah, and I think Teresa's going to be kind of leading that search. So
yeah,
we'll let her know.
Yeah, we could let her know, Beth. So.
I'm happy to follow up and reach out, and I can put you in contact with our project manager, head of development, basically. His name's Joe Payne. He oversees, I think, a staff of four guys who oversee very large projects, you know, building brand new water treatment plants and replacing city blocks worth of mainline and Lake Oswego and stuff like that. So
where are they out of, Curtis?
They're based out of Portland.
Out of Portland. Okay.
Yep.
It's good to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Thank you, Curtis.
My pleasure. Unless there's anything else for me, I will now excuse myself.
Thank you, Curtis, for everything.
Yes, thank you.
My pleasure.
Have a good
evening. Have a wonderful night.
Yeah, you too.
Next on the agenda is the treasurer and office report.
Okay. The treasurer report for March 31st, 2025. Our general fund checking account, or our general checking account, is the total is $124,638.63. I did a breakdown between that's money is between the general fund and the Lincoln County Grant Fund. $80,003.13 in the general fund and $44,635.50 in the grant fund. Our register balance was the same. Our total deposits, our total deposits is $11,025.50 and total withdrawals $11,536.76. That account was reconciled. Our community center account is unchanged at $422.79. Our reserve fund account is $108,676.21 with $426.08 in interest. Our system development fund is $94,740.57. Interest is $371.44. And both those accounts were reconciled. Our accounts receivable balance sheet is at negative $12,197. Our current assets are $316,281.20. On the treasurer's report is an accounts payable of $45,585.58. But with the recent invoice that we got this morning from Highland/Northwest Natural, increased that by $28,216.22. So our new total for accounts payable would be $78,801.80. That's a big one.
Yeah, no kidding.
Beth, are we going to post that for this month since we just received it? Or should we pay it next month?
No, we can. Well, there's no reason unless people have questions about it. I sent out the breakdown. It's mostly all meters. That's the big part of it. And then we have a lot in meters from February. One thing I did want to mention is that part of the Civil West, when we in county and talking about accounts payable, there's a large Civil West invoice for
it's about
$14,718.70. That we need to approve and then submit to the state for reimbursement because Civil West put it under the Business Oregon loan project. Safe drinking water. So we need to approve it. We wouldn't pay it necessarily until we don't have to pay it until we get the reimbursement back from the state. A very small part of this last month's Highland bill is also for that survey, the locates that Highland did for Civil West. But that was only, 56,000 $560 or something like that. Anyway, any questions about any of this?
No, but I do have a comment about the Business Oregon funding. There, Civil West was supposed to do the disbursement form, and they never did. And Business Oregon wants that before we even send them anything about reimbursements.
Which disbursement form are you talking about?
The one we sent, the disbursement of funds form. We got it way in the beginning, and Kevin swore he was going to do it, and he never did. And I'd have to look in my emails, but I can't because I'm on Zoom and I can't do two things at once. It was.
Are you talking about the spreadsheet they sent us that would be we need to fill out every time we request a reimbursement?
No, it was a disbursement of funds. You're gonna do this on
a
this
plan.
A plan. Yes, the disbursement.
Yeah, that's
plan.
I think we have that. Unless they did they need to update it?
I have it. I don't know. I just know that they don't have it.
They don't think they have it?
They don't think they have it. And I have to look in my emails to but I can't do it because
right.
I'm on
well,
Zoom and I can't get out of it.
It's actually one tab of that spreadsheet. I don't know if I can find it real quick. So anyway, let's just say, because I looked at that reimbursement spreadsheet, request spreadsheet that they sent us, and I'm not sure what we're supposed to put in some of the fields. So we'll probably need to be contacting them for assistance anyway.
So on the Civil West invoice for 14,000, whatever, are we just deferring to, Civil West as far as where we are supposed to be pulling that money from?
What do you mean deferring to them?
Well, like the last one, we used some of the funds from Lincoln County, right?
Right, but this doesn't have to do with chlorination or spring, so we can't.
Okay, but I guess my question is Civil West telling us where we should draw those funds from? Is that?
Yeah, it's on their invoice.
No, I understand that, Beth, but we're leaving it up to Civil West to tell us where we should draw those funds from.
Well, this is under our project, yeah. I mean, we have two different contracts with them, so this should be matching the contract we have them for the Safe Drinking Water Revolving Loan Fund.
Right, but we also were going to use some of the funds from our reserve funds, right?
That was not for the loan project, but for a FEMA project if we had to.
Okay.
Paying off for it ahead before the award.
Okay, so this survey that we're doing, is some of that going to come out of our reserve fund?
Well, maybe what we need to do is double check with Kevin, but because this invoice comes out and clearly said that it's part of the Safe Drinking Water Loan Fund project, that's what it would be for, not for our FEMA project.
Okay, and I guess my other comment on this is because Teresa's not here, I think it's important that she kind of be involved in this as well. So,
if you can see from the breakdown that it's part of their, they list the breakdown field surveying. And everything, but yeah, we can have her check that.
Well, and
I don't know what she would. They didn't add any additional like meeting time or anything, so I don't know
Okay. Okay. I guess I just want to, you know, I guess I just want to make sure that I'm clear on things too, as far as, you know, going forward, how we're paying some of these larger invoices on the surveying, because some of it obviously is going to have to do with the tank and the FEMA portion of it. So I'm going to assume that we're kind of deferring back to Kevin at Civil West to help us break down these expenses, as far as if we should be pulling it from the business Oregon, or if it should be pointed towards FEMA, where we need to use our reserve funds type of a thing.
Right. You could double check, but again, they have that on the invoice.
Right. No, I understand. Just saying, going forward, Beth, you know, it's so I'm kind of clear on how to get things organized and posted and paid.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
And is part of the survey to do with the tanks and the mains?
Yeah.
I would imagine that I imagine that the survey didn't just cover the distribution center once it leaves the.
No, that's part of what we talked about before, is, you know, part of the design. They have to look at the whole system.
Right. We pay for the FEMA portion with Business Oregon funds, if we have to separate out which part of the survey was for that portion of the project and which part is for the Business Oregon distribution system.
Right, and that's kind of what I'm asking, Kelly. So, but I think what Beth is saying is this specific invoice, they've kind of specified that this is Business Oregon. I don't think we're done with the invoices for the survey. This is just like the first one that we're going to see.
Right.
So
I think it would be fine for someone to check with Kevin and make sure this is just Business Oregon surveying dollars.
Yeah. Okay.
And if that's the case, we would need to go through the state reimbursement process.
Right. And I, you know, there's in the file folder at the office, there's all of those spreadsheets as well. So, anyways, as far as the distribution spreadsheets and stuff. So,
Lisa, you have a
comment? Yeah. Well, it's just a comment. I believe we have to get every invoice for Business Oregon approved before we can even think about paying them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So just
Civil West sends it to us. We approve it on our end, send it to Business Oregon. They approve it and send us the money. Assuming everybody approves it along the way. Right.
Yes. Just making sure we don't cut them a check for $14,000 tomorrow.
No, we would not want to cut that check. We'd be waiting until we get the money from the state of Oregon, which Kevin explained months ago when we talked about the process of doing these projects. And they expect that. Now, we have a small amount of that in, like I said, in the Highland bill for the locate.
So we approve it at the board, and then we submit the invoices to Business Oregon, and then they approve them?
Yes. And if they approve it, they will then put money into our bank account.
Okay. Well, I need to know where we're supposed to send these invoices and stuff. I guess I should probably already know that.
Yeah, that's in one of the emails where they sent the reimbursement spreadsheet.
Okay.
Which I have it downloaded somewhere on my computer, but
okay.
I'll locate it maybe and send it out. But and that's what I said. I was looking at it the other day, and I'm not quite sure all the fields. There's three tabs in that spreadsheet, and they say all have to be filled out each time you do a request. And I'm not sure about some of the stuff they want, information they want. So,
but they okay.
said that after in the email that they sent, they said, "Let us know if you have any questions about this." So,
I can. I'll find mine too, Belle, and take a look at it. So,
so after the after the meeting, I will forward you guys the email that Teresa sent to Business Oregon about the reimbursement process and what they need, and so that I don't speak out of turn, you guys will understand what I'm trying to say, what I'm not saying correctly. So just look at it and we'll go from there. But I know that they need a certain document that they don't have yet.
Okay.
That they're wanting, so.
Okay, I'll watch for it, Lisa.
Okay.
I have a question about the meters and the bill from Highland.
Uh-huh. Which one?
The most recent invoice from Highland for $30,178.22.
The March, uh-huh.
Yeah. So when I'm looking at the budget versus actual document for meters, and I don't know if I'm reading this right.
We're going to be over budget, Kelly.
Yeah, by a lot.
Oh, not that much probably, but we'll likely be over budget, yeah, a little bit.
Right, but so what?
That means a transfer resolution.
Right, and where are we going to take those funds from?
Well, we have not touched our contingency for this year. That's 19,000. And we'll just have to, you know, we'll have to see. There's actually quite a few. If you look through the P&L, there's quite a few other categories that we're way under budget on our expenses for. So I'm not too worried about that.
Yeah, I know we're getting close to the end, but I don't know how many more of these big Highlands we can.
As of today, we have two residential meters to install. One that we've looked and looked and can't find the service line. They found one of them that we had trouble, so that one's done. And we have that one out on Otter Crest Loop. So that's just two. And so far, I think this month we don't have a whole lot of time in. And then there's the fire station meter. We do have to pay for we'll have the $1,000 for that meter. And somewhere, I can't find the notes. Too many envelopes here. So with our March invoice, I think we'll have around 12,000 left after we pay these last bills.
There's 40,000. There's about 40,000 sitting in the budget left for meter installs. But if you add up the 30,000 that we just got, the 25 that's posted that's not reflected on this yet because we haven't paid it, you're at 60. So we're 40, 50. So we're about 20,000 over.
Right now?
Yeah. Well, we will be once we get these invoices paid, because if you look at the bills to pay, you've got to remember that number is not reflected on this profit and loss because we haven't paid it yet.
Okay, so yeah, I don't think I was including the February bill.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, but I think, you know, like you said, Beth, we still there's a lot there. There's certainly some areas where we can pull it from. So,
Oh, yeah. And I mean, even if some of them are 2,000 here and 2,000 there, like, office expenses,
Right, but
repairs,
yeah. Yeah.
our system repair and maintenance, we have t over 10,000 in that left.
Yeah.
So
Grant
maybe.
and loan application, there's 11,000 sitting there.
Right.
So, yeah. So, Kelly,
Yes, that
if
was the contingency
right.
account.
So when you're looking at it, Kelly, you just kind of have to look at, some other areas where there's a bunch of money still sitting out there, and then we do,
But I mean, we will still have April's to pay then, and that will have. I'm just saying it's.
Oh no, I understand what you're saying. Believe me. I mean, especially when you look at this one that we just got, and it's 30K. It's like, geez. So, but hopefully that's about it. Because the one that they just sent us, Beth, that's for how many meters?
Oh, I don't know because it includes a lot of the prep too and the hunting that for these
Okay.
couple last ones that were so difficult.
Okay. Okay.
Quite a few meters though, but
Right.
like I said, there's really just two residences now and the fire station.
So are they, it's April, and I know they're here now. Have they been here at all this month? I'm sorry, I haven't been paying attention. So,
Yeah.
Well, the vac
Yeah,
truck
they.
is parked out in front of the
Right.
community center, so I'm assuming that they used it in the last day or two.
Right.
No, they were here today. And they're going to be here tomorrow and probably Thursday
Okay.
for to fill. And that the one down on C, is going to be some work to put it back together.
Okay. So if it's over a certain amount, do we have to do a supplemental budget?
Yeah, if it's over our total, over 10% of our total budget for that, that's by fund. So it'd be you'd look at our total for the general fund.
Oh, okay.
If
Okay.
it's over 10%, then you do have to do a supplemental budget.
The total fund, though.
The total of that fund.
Okay.
Right, and we're doing this out of the general fund, so you look at the total for the general fund, and if it's more
Okay.
than, if it's increasing the expenditures by more than 10%, you have to do a supplemental budget. If it's less than
Okay.
10%, it's just handled with a straight transfer resolution.
And appropriations.
Right, because you're just reappropriating what you're spending the money for,
Okay.
what areas.
I'm going to play the devil's advocate here. Do we have enough money and all the extra funds to suck out if Highland is going to be $50,000 and then another 10, let's say 60,000. I don't know how much they're going to charge for these extra three, and I don't know how much they've charged from the beginning of April till now. So, do we have enough extra to suck out, or do we need to wait until the next budget year to finish them?
I know that's what we're saying. We can cobble it together, I'm sure. Because we hardly have any. I mean, today's the first day of this month they've been here.
Well, but okay, so we've got 125,000 sitting in the general fund right now. 44,000 of that belongs to Lincoln County.
Right.
So we really have 80. So I
You're talking about
paying the bill.
The cash that's in the checking account, right?
Right. I'm talking about being able to pay Highland for the work that they're doing right now.
Right. So, oh, yeah. We have no problem we've got, with that.
Pardon me?
We have no problem with the cash funds. We have the cash funds. It's just making sure that we don't exceed our budget without doing a transfer resolution.
Correct. I'm making sure that, you know, come the end of June that, you know, we don't have to transfer money from our savings and to pay for the meters.
Well, that would be another option. We could certainly do that with a transfer resolution as long as we're not 10% over our entire general fund budget.
Well, that's what I'm asking. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm just trying to make sure that we have enough funds to get us through instead of putting it at a halt and then starting it up in July 1.
Well, I'd have to pull up our spreadsheet, but remember our spreadsheet that we use during budget has that 10% figure of the total budget. And I just don't have the spreadsheet up right now to see what we could spend without exceeding that. But well, I remember that our contingency was way under what we could have left in contingency.
Okay. But there's $125,000 in the checking account right now. So and if we take out what Lincoln County that amount of money, we're at $80,000. So right. And right now we're at about $60,000 what we're gonna owe Civil West. Not Civil West, what we're gonna owe Highland. So that's gonna leave us $20,000. And so what I'm saying, Beth, is this invoice that we just got from them, I would prefer if we push that out and pay that next month, just to give us a little bit more of a buffer.
I'm fine with it as long as they're fine with it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the 15th. And they, you know, they can't expect us to look at this, get it approved, and get it paid if they send it to us on the 15th of the month.
Yeah, so I know. I was really actually quite disappointed it came in this morning because
right.
Then that yeah. meant, okay, now I sit yeah. down and try to break this out.
Sure. Yeah. And yeah, so all I'm saying is that I would like to let's push this one that we received today. Let's go ahead and approve it for payment next month. And that gives us a little bit of a buffer to bring in a little bit more revenue. And then hopefully they'll get us this next invoice a little bit sooner. So, okay, is everybody all right with that?
Yes, paying their base fee.
Right, and we won't be paying the $14,000 either to Civil West until we get
correct.
Two. So.
Correct. Yes. If their base fee was posted separately, Lisa. So okay. that is on this bill to pay report. So we could pay the invoices that have been due, and let's hold off on this great big $30,000 invoice that we just got from them, and we'll pay it next month. Okay.
Everybody yes, good? To look at it longer.
Yeah, that way we can look at it longer.
Yeah.
Would it be?
Go ahead.
Would it be unreasonable for us to ask them to put on the invoice the addresses of the meters that they installed during that invoice period?
I don't think we want to do that. We're almost done with meters, guys, but
yeah.
You know, we could ask for a list of the meters that went in, but I don't think they need to be on an invoice. And Curtis can supply us with that.
Okay.
I think he didn't quite get us. Well, he did. Wait a minute. Never mind. He does have all the addresses. You've got all the addresses on your operations report. Okay. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We're finished. in your March report, or in the month of March. At least, although well, no, and including the C Street ones. The three C Street ones were done too. Because I remember talking to Cody and he was going around reading meters and he got those when he was reading meters, the three new ones. So maybe we should ask Curtis for a new list of all the ones that were done in March.
Yeah, that would be good. You want me to do that?
No, I can do that. I'll be connecting with them anyway.
Does anybody know how long Teresa's going to be away?
She should be back tomorrow, I think.
Oh, okay.
Because she and I have a meeting Thursday. So I think what we heard is we're approving all the bills except for the March Highland bill, the time and materials part. And we need to clarify the Civil West 14,000 portion, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Nobody volunteered to check with Kevin about whether that was all Business Oregon surveying or if there was some FEMA. So would you like me to call him or email him and ask him?
Couldn't we have Teresa do that?
We could.
We should have Teresa do that.
Okay. I didn't know. Okay, well, I'll let Teresa know then.
You said you're meeting with her, Beth, on Thursday?
Yeah, we have a hazard mitigation plan meeting with
okay.
Involved, but
okay. I mean, I was really just more trying to just kind of clarify a little bit of stuff, Kelly. I, you know, so, and I think having Teresa involved in this these invoices would just be a little helpful. That's all. So,
right. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Unless there's any more conversation, I would like to get a motion to approve the Treasury's report and the bills that have been amended so far. To pay the bills amended so far.
I'll make a motion to pay the bills that are on the list. That's part of the Treasury report. And I'll make a motion to approve the Treasury's report.
Okay, and but we're not actually cutting the check for the one Civil West bill yet.
No.
But we're approving it, correct?
Yes, correct.
Correct.
We're not going to pay, we're only going to pay the base fee on the March invoice for Northwest Natural Water.
And right. that is on the bills to pay list.
Yeah, that's already on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll second that.
Lisa? Yes. Eileen?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Kelly? Kelly?
No, I said yes.
Okay, sorry, I didn't hear.
Motion. Right. I had my face turned down towards my tablet.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is update on FEMA. I forwarded everyone the email saying that May 7th was the date that we were going to get the award. And I had community members ask me if FEMA was on one of the our hazard mitigation grant was on the chopping block. And so far, I looked on FEMA's website, and so far it's one of the only ones that is still going forward. So we are currently not on the chopping block. And I'm sad for all the communities that got the bricks and all the, but I'm very happy that that hazard mitigation grant is still going forward and it hasn't been chopped yet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Everything changes by the
yeah.
day or hour sometimes. So far so good. Yeah. And like I said, Teresa and I have the third or the fourth meeting on the natural hazard mitigation plan addendum Thursday. This one is Teresa sent the information out on that. This one is specifically just for Otter Rock Water District. I mean, just with each individual group that needs an addendum in the mitigation plan. So our turn is on Thursday.
Well, thank you, Beth and Teresa.
Yeah, well, thankfully we've got the grad students at U of O helping to do this, because it's not just a simple thing of just putting our name in their plan. It has to be laid out in detail.
Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah, so when you say it's a plan that has to be laid out in detail, are we coming up with that plan, or does the county come up with the plan?
We are coming up with a plan, in a sense, with the help of the U of O graduate students that are working on this. They're working on everybody's. I don't know how they arrange that, but it's great because we're talking about it like they said, you know, probably a 20 to 30 page addendum. So. A little more complicated than just including the name of the Otter Rock Water District in the mitigation plan.
Yes, indeed.
And if you want more details, you can look. You can see the county's last one online. They have it on their website, and the addendums for all the different areas are on there too. I can send you a link if you want it. Do you?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thanks, Beth. Next on the agenda is update on Civil West progress of survey, need for environmental or cultural affecting the cost of the project.
Are we talking about the survey they just pretty much did? Had the little drones out and surveying the district? What the thing was, yeah.
Is that complete?
I believe, as far as the field work, I think they're done.
And then what about a cultural and environmental assessment? I know we talked about that a while ago, that if one needs to be done, that's something that we're going to have to pay for because it's not included in the Business Oregon loan.
It's required for the Business Oregon loan, but they won't cover it. Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is I believe that it's not covered in the loan. So if we needed to have one, it was something that we'd have to do ourselves.
This was brought up in the budget meeting. Teresa brought it up, Kelly, and you're stating that correctly. She was concerned that there wasn't something being budgeted to cover that because it's not covered under the contracts. And we would have to pay for that. At least that's what Teresa said. So
we need Teresa's input on that.
I think so. Yeah. So I think a few of these things that are on the agenda, we really should wait and get Teresa involved in these a little bit. And that's one of them. So, because I'm clueless, I don't know. So, you know, and that's like finding a project manager. I mean, I think we need Teresa involved in this conversation. So.
Correct.
Okay. So I think maybe what we need to do is D and F. Maybe we can just kind of push those out to our next meeting, so that Teresa can weigh in on that stuff.
That's called tabling them for the next meeting.
Fine.
In meeting speak, you table an item.
Fine. Let's table that.
moving on to E, discussion of remaining meters. I think we've already done that. But
we kind of just did, yeah. We're really down there.
Okay, and moving on to G, budget committee updates.
We're moving to G.
Yeah, we're going to kind of skip over F because we don't have Teresa here. We're going to push D and F. We're going to table those until our next budget meeting because we need Teresa's input on those.
So our monthly meeting, right?
Yeah. The monthly meeting. Yeah. As far as the budget committee update, I don't really have anything on that. We've got the next budget committee scheduled for May
15th.
May 15th?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Next on the agenda is planning for Beth's exit.
And I'm thinking maybe we should table that one too until Teresa's here so that we can look at Beth's long list of things that somebody else is now going to have to do.
Yeah, I looked at it and I was like, holy.
So we
can I don't know.
I forgot something, guys.
I'm sure so you did.
I was thinking maybe you might have forgotten five things. It seemed too short to me.
No, I did. I forgot the service line inventory with the state. But that's the only thing I think I forgot.
Okay.
Well, until I think of something else. You know, and some of the stuff I can continue to help with. I mean, you know, website. I worked on the website before I was a board member, and of course I'm always here for, you know, any assistance and help. But probably that, you know.
Well, if we table it for May, it just leaves a shorter period of time for people to work together and with Beth to get all the knowledge they need to carry on, you know.
Right. Well, but remember too, some of it, you've got a new board. You're going to have a new board member coming on
right.
After the election, and they may need to be included in some of the discussion. But some of the stuff like that we should plan at least to do is some of the banking stuff.
Well, I'm kind of assuming that some of that stuff is treasury related, and depending on who's going to be the treasurer. And I know, you know, I raised my hand to be the treasurer, but, you know, after thinking about it a little bit, I really think we need to wait until this new board is in place, you know, before
Right. But we do know that, you know, as far as like First Security Bank, I got some hell on there as the main contact. They've got my phone number. They call me sometimes. They send things just to my email sometimes. And when we switched over to First Security from the Columbia, they made me a full administrator on the online portion of it. And Eileen, you're a partial administrator, but not full. So we know for sure we need to get that transferred to someone else, because you always want, you know, a backup for that kind of stuff.
And I don't know that I want to be the full administrator until I really am done helping Dell take on this new position, because
it's not like you have to do that much. And actually, come to think of it, First Security, their support is absolutely excellent.
Right.
And I've had to call them on several things, although I think I was able to get Dell added as a user with everything she needs. But that was probably just because I had left Whitney's account deactivated, but left it on there so I could clone it. They have an option.
She's good. Yeah. She's all logged in. She's got her little key, her little app thing and stuff. So and she's good to go. Yeah.
So anyway, but yeah, some of it isn't that big of a thing. Like the elections county clerk thing, they just need the name of someone that they can for sure get a hold of 2 years down the road to email their stuff to. And the one thing we might want to do is training for the news email, where we send out the meeting notices.
So that probably logically should be me, because I'm the secretary.
Right, as long as you're comfortable with, you know, doing the using the email and getting them set up all right, you know, of course, the main thing is that we BCC and we send it out to the list, to the whole list. If you got 178 accounts there, you're sending the same email to the.
And is that on the computer in the office?
No, if you just log into Gmail, you log into another account. You know, Gmail, you can log into multiple accounts all at once. You just get it set up that way, and it's real easy. I've got five on my thing. I think we should all along. And probably my mistake that we haven't had someone else also trained on doing it, because I took it over when Dan Gleason left, and you should always have a backup for everything. So we need more than one person.
I agree.
To be able to do this. So Kelly, you're volunteering. Let's just see if anybody else volunteers. Can talk to Teresa. I know she's real familiar with email systems, so.
Yeah, and I could do it with you for the May one.
Yeah, well, let's see if, see if Teresa's also interested in that. The other important thing, of course, is who's going to be the Highland contact. And who knows, maybe Rod would be interested in doing that, assuming he wouldn't.
That might be a good candidate to have him. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he might be real comfortable doing that and everything.
If not, I can be. I have no problem talking to.
Yeah, you won't have daytime runs to go check on meter installation. So,
that would be an issue for me, but yes.
That would be, but you know, like today, I was out twice today with the meter crew, and that's been pretty much the thing the last few months. Anytime they're out here, I'm there once or twice during the day they're here.
And that's the one thing to keep in mind is you know, we have to keep reminding ourselves that the meters are going to be done.
Yeah.
So going to be done. You know, we're going to, Highland.
It won't be that. Might be an occasional thing if there's a system leak or something, but And there won't be these crazy invoices to figure out.
Okay.
And we need someone else that can run a Zoom meeting. And the other stuff is not big, but it is stuff that I do. So be thinking about it. I think we can talk about it more next time, and then when the new board is in place in July. And finalize some of the things.
Mm-hmm. And you can just add to the list.
Or you can add to the list. So, hey, who did this? Did Beth do this?
Keep going, Teresa or Lisa.
Okay, I'm just making sure everyone's done.
Yeah.
Do we need any additional meetings in April?
Well, we just talked about doing another meeting. There was a.
For what?
For the
system development charges and the.
Yeah.
Well, did everybody review that meeting where we had what's his name, Mark Newton?
You said to check out the 3/15/21 board meeting. There was no board meeting on the 15th of March.
No, not a board meeting. It was an information meeting. It's on the website. In fact, it's a video recording. For some reason, Dan uploaded a video of it. So
I looked under working, and I looked under board meeting, and I couldn't find it.
Well, it's an informational meeting.
So is it?
There's four categories of meetings.
Okay. All right.
And I really think if you're not familiar with it, don't feel like you're familiar with the system development charge methodology and everything, that's a must to view that. And
I read the 52 page
methodology report.
Uh-huh. And the resolutions, and I have kind of some concerns about it. There was going to be another working meeting on that separately, I was going to bring them up then. But
well, I think if there are extensive questions after you've reviewed that and the video, then we should do that, but add a separate meeting.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I'm bringing it up, because we just said, do we need any more meetings in April?
And I won't be here for any of them because next Saturday I'm off to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So I'm not going to get back until the board meeting of the 13th. I get back on the 10th. So,
Kelly, I don't have time to review all this in April. I'm kind of crunched for time. I'm going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm gone the end of this week. I'm still working with Dell. I don't think that it's anything that's urgent. Maybe we could do this after we've done like the budget stuff. So maybe.
Oh, except
maybe
that.
In
yeah,
June.
We're good, as long as we're not going to misuse any of the.
At the funds.
Yeah.
I don't think, Kelly, I think having Rod and Teresa, Rod was involved in the whole creation of this. So, you know, one of my concerns when I brought this up was that Teresa understood, and she obviously, having Rod, understands, you know, what that fund is supposed to be used for. It's a little convoluted to me, but I feel comfortable knowing that she probably understands it better than I would, just because of her background as well. So, but you know, as far as for our own personal information, if we wanted to have a meeting a little bit later, it might be a good idea.
Right.
So,
Kelly, to find that meeting and that email that I sent out to everybody where I mentioned it,
yeah,
there's a link in there that goes directly to that meeting. And then you just click on the minutes like you do for the other one. If you can't find it the other way.
All right.
That link goes to that meeting page in the email.
Yeah, as long as none of the system development charges, well, we can talk about it later. There was just a couple of things that, you know, when I read the documents, I just had a little bit of concern about. So.
Right. Well, they list out everything that can be paid for with it. Pretty much it was everything except for meters. Meters, you can't pay for new meters with that, but yeah. So maybe May, huh?
Yeah, maybe May. We'll have a board meeting.
May.
A couple days later, we'll have a budget meeting.
I'm going to be gone the end of May.
Gone the end of May.
So maybe June.
So when are you... So you're leaving the end of the week, and then when will you be back?
Me?
Yeah.
I'll be back. Well, I'm leaving the end of the week, and then I'll be back the last week of... I'll be back the 20th. And then I'm leaving on the 30th. And I'll be back on the 6th. And then I'm leaving the end of May, and we'll be back around the 1st or 2nd of June. So in between there, we've got a budget meeting and a board meeting. So, and I'm still working with Dell. So.
And when are you? When are you going to Sioux Falls?
I'm leaving on the next, not the Saturday, the following Saturday, and I'm there for 2 weeks. And then I'm gone Memorial Day weekend, but that's no, he's neither here nor there, but yeah.
Okay. And yeah.
And I think the other thing, Kelly, is I don't think we're going to be accessing those any system development funds anytime soon. Do you think that? I mean, do you think we're going to be accessing any of those funds?
You asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
Well, if Civil West does design work for the FEMA project, which we told them they could do some, then we would need to access some funds to pay that if we don't have the ability to pass that through to FEMA.
Right, right, okay. But we've got the reserve fund.
Yeah, we have the reserve fund.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I don't know where this is coming from. I'm convinced you can use the SBC because of what I've already stated on it.
Yeah.
But we can talk about that more.
Okay.
Jumping on to other correspondence. The only correspondence that we got was through Highland and the chalets, and it hasn't gone anywhere. So until we hear from them, I don't think we need to discuss it any further.
No, I think it'd be a waste of time to do it before we know anything.
Okay.
But I'll let you know before I leave what my vote would be.
Oh, I'll let you know my vote too right now.
Okay. Probably the same as mine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It might be unanimous.
It might be. Okay.
I don't think we have any special order of businesses, ordinances, resolutions, right? Correct?
Correct.
Do we have any public comments? No. Do we have any board member comments?
Lisa, just make sure you send me that email from Business Oregon on that stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to send it to everyone, but yeah.
Okay. And just to clarify, are you saying that what they're missing is the disbursement schedule form?
It was the one that, yeah, I think so. It was very generic, and I asked Kevin several times for him to send it, and I don't think he ever did. As far as I know, he never did.
Okay.
And they're still asking for it.
Okay.
But there's also another there's also another form that she sent too. There's two pieces of.
Okay.
And I'll forward it all to everyone.
Yeah, when you email it, if you remember what the name of the form is, that. So okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'll look for that reimbursement spreadsheet they sent and email that to everyone if you would like. Right.
Yeah. Well, I think I've got it here. Well, I've got the disbursement schedule, and it's where they wanted all the banking information and stuff too. So, anyways.
No. Well,
this wasn't it.
It was included in the same email, but it's a different spreadsheet.
Okay. Well, if you okay,
maybe I'll send it just in case.
Okay. Thank you, Beth.
And I'm sending everybody a link to the county NHMP.
Sure. Scott's
I have no comments. And Scott, does Scott have comments?
No.
Exactly. Scott's welcome to join us anytime he wants.
He refuses. I keep asking him. He says, oh, hell no. Okay. Are we done?
No, Beth always has comments, so...
No, I have nothing else.
Kelly, do you have anything?
No, I just thank you, and I'm not gonna. No. Just thank you, everyone, for everything you do. So grateful.
Well, back at you, Kelly. Your reports are awesome.
I know they are. We never argue
Yes.
about them because they're so well
Oh.
done.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get the budget committee one done too. And I'll I'm going to take a look at the meter readings. I know Teresa's really busy, and I could just take a look at them and fire them off to her if she doesn't
Yeah,
have to.
there's a couple on here that are just really funky, so.
Okay, are we're still recording here. Are we going to adjourn the meeting, or are we done?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to adjourn the meeting at 7:23. Beth, you need to stop recording.
I will stop recording. Thank you.
Night.
Okay.
Good night.